worthy of some of the boys here, and a tremendous Jew who is completely devoted to doing exactly that point, enabling Jews to become, feel a greater connection to something much deeper, something much bigger.
I want to thank Rav Waxman, Yudid Nafshi. It's such an amazing schus to be here together with Talmidim, with the Kaisel Maravi, third day of Elul. I don't believe I've ever had the schus to speak to Shalavim by the Kaisel, Baruch Hashem, most years throughout the year, I've had the schus to give words of chizik in the yeshiva. I think this is the first time here. And no more special place in the world to start off your zman, to start off your year. This chadshus of Elul, ani v'dodi v'dodi li, ani v'dodi v'dodi li, very famously are Sofei Tevos, yud, 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 yud. And the Sofei Tevos, yud, 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 is gematria 40. And we all know that there are 40 saw in a mikvah. And Elul is a zman to go into the mikvah, and to have his chadshus, to have a new beginning during these days. So just now, Mamish sitting here a few minutes ago, an amazing Torah I never saw before. We know we blow shofar every day of Elul, and we're going to be blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah. Bez Hashem is Barach. The Medrash says that when we do our mitzvos, the Rabbanu Shalom also performs the same mitzvah. So if we're blowing shofar, the Rabbanu Shalom is blowing shofar. Where do we find that the Rabbanu Shalom is blowing shofar? So in Bereishis we will receive a Yipach Papa of Nishmas Chaim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu blew into Adam Arishon a Neshama. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu blew the Neshama, that's his blowing of the shofar, the Baal HaTanya explains. We blow the shofar and the Ribbono Shel in response gives us a new Neshama. Every one of us is a Birya Chadash, is a new beginning. Whatever was until now in our life, whatever was until now this past year, it's a new beginning, and we have to look at it like that. There's a schachus, a new year in yeshiva, a year in Eretz Yisrael. But I want to share one idea. That we all know that, again, the most famous Rosh Tevas of Elul, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. That word Dodi is very strange. Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim chooses Dodi to use the word of my beloved. If I asked any of you, what word would you use for love? It would be Ava, Ani L'Oavi. Why L'Dodi? We're used to it by now, so it sounds strange, Ani L'Oavi, V'Oavi Li. But if we weren't used to that pasuk, we'd all choose the word for Ava as love and not Dodi. What else is Dod? Dodi, Dod is an uncle. What's the connection between love and an uncle? Why is that the word that Shlomo HaMelech is choosing? And that's the pasuk of Elul. So there are many relationships in life, Chevra. There are blood relatives, and in a blood relationship, brothers, sisters, parents, and children, there's a maila and a chisaron. The maila is, no matter what, you're always connected. A blood relative, you're always blood relatives. I'm always my brother's brother, no matter what. The chisaron is, you haven't chosen that relationship. So sometimes it's going to be a lot of ava, a lot of love, a lot of connection. And sometimes you don't like that person very much. Sometimes you get into a fight. Sometimes there are relatives that don't speak for a very long time, lo aleinu. But they're always relatives. The ma'ala, they're always connected. The chisaron is not necessarily such strong love. When you have a relationship of a marriage, it's a different type of relationship. It's not a blood relative. That's a relationship that you're choosing. I'm choosing my wife. And in that relationship, there's also a ma'ala and a chisaron. The ma'ala is, I've chosen that relationship. I've chosen that relationship, and therefore it's a avil shalesh, it's the highest love. I want that relationship. I want to be connected to that person. The chisaron is that we're not always necessarily going to have that relationship, meaning there's a parsha of gerushin. There's a possibility of disconnect. Lo aleinu, we shouldn't know from it, but there's a possibility of disconnect. I can't divorce my brother or my father or my mother. But my wife, one's wife, one can divorce. So the ma'il is it's the aval shel eish, the chisaron is this lacking. In that you could be disconnected. The closest relatives that can marry each other are an uncle and a niece. An uncle and niece are the closest relatives that can marry each other. What happens when you have an uncle and niece marrying each other? When you have an uncle and a niece marrying each other, you have a relationship with alamailas. You have a relationship with those two individuals choosing each other, that highest level of love, and at the same time, they're blood relatives. So that relationship is always going to be. Shlomo Melech chose specifically that relationship. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, to represent our relationship with Hashem, specifically these days, but always. And that is that we should understand our relationship with Hashem is that relationship. Where halavai, hopefully, it should be a relationship full of love and passion and excitement, like there should be in a marriage. But at times when it's difficult, at times when I'm not so excited, at times when it's hard to get up in the morning, at times when I'm not so into my learning, I'm never disconnected from the Rabbanu Shalom. It's ani l'dodi v'dodi li. You're at the beginning of a zman, Shana Aleph, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Erekaydish, Eretekaisel. And hopefully there's an excitement, there's this chachas. And they're going, there's not a klolachas v'sholom, but in all honesty, and we all know, there are going to be times when it's difficult to wake up very early for davening after you're up late the night before, the middle of an afternoon seder, and you're having a tough time in the Gemara, whatever it might be. There are going to be times when it's a little bit hard. And there are going to be times when it's full of excitement. Realize it's all about our kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should be a kesher of ani l'dodi v'dodi li. It should be a kesher where halavai, it should be full of love and excitement. But the times when it's hard, push through. And realize you should always be connected to the Rabbanu Shalom and have the relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. And Emir Tashem, each and every one of you, it should be only the beginning of growth, the beginning of Ava for the Rabbanu Shalom and Torah. And everyone should have tremendous hatzlacha the entire year. Emir Tashem. And only be growing every single moment. Have a ksivich sima toiva, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, full of tremendous growth. I have to keep it alive.